This is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio Mornings.
Starting at 6 a.m., and you can check out highlights of our show at any time on myfaithradio.com.
Great to have you along this morning during Faith Radio Mornings, and also great to have with us this morning John and Kendra Smiley. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you? Are you getting ready for your Easter celebration? Is this a big deal in the Smiley family?
It used to be a huge deal, but it's amazing how people get spread out. And so it's kind of going to be a small deal, John's mom and dad and his brother. So the five of us are going to dine out.
Nice.
Oh, great. That'll be nice. No worry about cleanup then.
Cleanup or cooking.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you can just enjoy each other. That's great. Well, you know, a lot of times leading up to it, Easter, we want to be looking our best, especially parents want their kids to look their best and dress
the outfits.
In nice clothes and everything like that. I got some interesting photos of me in the 70s wearing interesting kid suits.
Bring those in.
Play checkers on my suit, I think, one of them, but it's back in the day. But yeah, parents really want the family to look nice, and it's a time that they take the family photo a lot of times. But when it comes to actually getting maybe a haircut, that's what the kids say, you know? They don't want to do it. They don't want to. They want to be in control of how they look. It can be quite a battle for families, can it?
Oh, it absolutely can. And sometimes it's a little more complicated even than kids wanting to have a little independence. Sometimes it becomes a bigger battle, especially if we're talking about a blended family.
Yeah, that's another dynamic.
Well, because then who takes the lead? Because you have some, depending on especially how old the kids were when the family became blended, there may be some resentment if they're told to get a haircut by the step parent, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. In fact, we got a question from a listener referring to a 13-year-old stepson who, according to this listener, refused to cut his hair, didn't wash it either. And then the interesting line in the question was the very last, and let me quote, "We've tried paying him to get a cut, but that doesn't help, and neither does his mother." Ah, yes, here we've got the problem, not just of a haircut, but dealing with the whole issue of a blended family.
Right, and I think another thing that comes up here is the difference between a bribe and an incentive. And a lot of times parents kind of cross the line here. And in this case, it looks like that they were trying to bribe this 13-year-old because they wanted him to get a haircut. He said he wouldn't get a haircut. And so out comes the money or whatever to bribe him to get a haircut. On the other hand, a good parenting tool is an incentive. And that is that long before the skirmish ever begins, you are, as the parent, saying, if you, let's say, get a haircut, there's going to be whatever. We'll go to the movies, whatever that incentive might be. And it all depends on when it comes. If it comes after the skirmish starts, then it's a bribe. And Kendra and I think that that's probably kind of negative. If it comes before everything starts, then it's just an incentive, and it could be very, very positive.
It all depends on who's in control.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I've seen this happen even with our family, that once you maybe do that at the inappropriate time and it kind of becomes the bribe, the kids are like, boy, they lock onto that, and they've got that on the radar the rest of their lives.
Exactly, yeah. We remind parents all the time, never forget how smart your kids are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I one time had a conversation with a gentleman on an airplane. He found out I wrote about parenting, and so he decided to ask if he could ask some questions. And about, an hour into the conversation, he said, "Now, I don't know if my 11-year-old really understands." And I looked at him and he went, "Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he does, doesn't he?" Yeah, he does.
And I think the other thing that in the question that Kendra was talking about, it appeared like the stepmom was the one that was really taking the lead, and the biological mom and the biological dad didn't seem to be engaged. And the biological mom, I guess she was engaged, but she was kind of on the son's side. And so, boy, now you've got a stepmom going against a biological mom without the biological dad engaging. And so this question, really, it could turn into a real tussle in a hurry.
John and Kendra Smiley joining us with some insights on dealing with, well, kids and the struggle that can happen sometimes, especially with blended families, some unique situations that come up there. And the Battle of the Haircut is the name of the article that we're talking about. If you want to read that, it's posted at myfaithradio.com under John and Kendra Smiley's post there on relationships. So let's say that parents, John and Kendra, have agreed, okay, you know, if this happens, then we're going to enforce the rule. And they communicate this with their child. They say, if you don't do what we ask, then there's going to be a consequence. And that's clearly understood. But then suddenly the child just says, I don't care. I don't care about the consequence. How do we react as parents?
Well, there's a couple things that are going on there. One possibility is that the consequence was really no big deal. If you don't wash your hair, you're not going to get to eat broccoli. You know, I mean, okay, wow, I'm never washing my hair, right?
If so I must.
Yeah, that's one possibility. The other possibility, there are several. Another possibility is that the child really, you know, let's say you take away their cell phone. They really want their cell phone, but they're going to kind of play a little bit with you because, remember, kids are smart. Oh, I don't care. Doesn't make any difference to me. That's another possibility.
Right, and I think we get back, Ted, to the beginning of the question here, and I think it's real important. We're talking about a haircut here, and it's for mom and dad, and in this case, the stepmom as well, and that's to sit down and ask the question, you know, is this really something that we want to fight about?
Right.
Is this something that's really, really that important? If the hair is a little bit, you know, too long, you know, is it something that we, as I used to say, is it something that we want to go to the mat on? And it might be, just like you said, I think that mom and dad need to talk about this and look at what their goal is. That's a huge thing. And then come up with that decision. But if, as you said, they finally come up and they say, no, we want to trim. Let's say there's a compromise. And I would say probably as a parent, you know, you might be able to compromise here and say, okay, like let's say for Easter pictures, you know, how about you don't need to get a buzz cut, but how about let's just trimming it up. And then you're going to stand on that as mom and dad. No, you must get your, you know, hair trimmed. And then it just comes down to the fact that, yes, that's, you know, this thing is going to happen.
And I think it gets really complicated, too, when you have the blended family, because not only do you have, you know, a parent and a step-parent and a child, but then you have also the other biological parent, like you're talking about. But then they have to connect about, is it okay to get the haircut? Because I've had friends who the stepmom said, you got to get your haircut. They get it cut, and the stepmom hates it. And then there's that element, too. So it can get really messy.
It absolutely can. And then let's throw in the whole dynamic of why does this son, I mean, obviously he knows that at least his stepmom wants his hair cut. You know, is he feeling sort of removed? I mean, who is this woman who came into my life and messed up my life? Because kids don't have a correct perspective of what has happened in a divorce. I have a very good job, and I have a very good friend who was actually the victim of abuse. Her husband was abusive to her, and she finally escaped from this marriage with her children. And 10 years later, she looked at me, and we were talking about something. She said, Kendra, I know why God hates divorce. Even though I feared for my life in that situation, it is so hard for the kids. And so what's he going through? You know, I mean, is he angry with everybody, and this is the way he's sort of rebelling, or is it just a kid who wants a little bit of autonomy and doesn't want his hair cut exactly like dad? For me, that's not a battle that I'd engage in. Now, the hair washing, though, is a different issue. I don't want cooties in our house.
I agree with you on that.
There's some health issues you have. Some standards you just have to have, after all. We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley here on Faith Radio Mornings. We'll continue chatting with them after a quick break. Welcome your calls too to 877-933-2484. Do you have a parenting question? These are the guys to ask. 877-933-2484. And encourage you to check out our website, myfaithradio.com. There's many resources John and Kendra have offered, some books, and one of those is Be the Parent, 7 Choices You Can Make to Raise Great Kids, and a new resource maybe we'll just touch on quickly with Kendra on the other side of the break, Live Free, the name of her book, Eliminate the If-Onlys and What-Ifs of Life. Look forward to hearing a little bit about that, too. Again, our number, 877-933-2484. If you have a question or comment, love to hear from you as we continue talking with John and Kendra Smiley on Faith Radio Mornings.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together.
Nice.
Like your big brother Bob.
Yeah.
Every parent is going, uh-huh.
So we want to react sometimes as parents is just say it and expect it, but it's a little more delicate than that sometimes, especially if you throw in different dynamics like a blended family. We're talking about this with John and Kendra Smiley this morning here on Faith Radio Mornings.
And John and Kendra, you know, a lot of times we talk about the daddy-daughter date and that sort of thing and taking your daughter out and having that one-on-one time. And I'm thinking, what about the dad and son date? Or, you know, you got to come up with a more manly name perhaps than that. But just getting out there and maybe if the guys go out together, could that evolve into a talk and eventually a stop at the barber because you're having that relational time?
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing, you know, we talk a lot because we get a lot of questions about discipline. So we have a lot of opportunity to share about that. But the whole thing, it's, you know, rules without relationship leads to rebellion, which is why it's difficult for a step-parent to set down the rules. We call that taking time to work together and play together. That's when you build those relationships, being present with your child.
Right, and I think that's a great idea. But it starts back when the kids are very small, that you start that relationship of communication. And then by the time they get into junior high and like in this case, high school, that you already have established that relationship and you have been going out with your sons and talking with your sons, whether it be playing with them or working with them. And you can sit down and have a conversation about, you know, what's going on here, you know, and just have a kind of a guy-to-guy conversation of the emotions going on with the decision not to get his hair cut.
The thing is, building that relationship, sometimes those conversations are more natural when you're doing things like working together, not chores. Chores are good. This is another thing. It's working with your child. So you're working, even with teenagers, you're working together. And as you're working, you know, then those conversations are more natural. I know John had a life-changing conversation with his father when he was 16 and they were moving fence and they talked about, you know, salvation. Those sorts of things come about so naturally when you're having, it's a little hard if you say, son, at one today, we're going to go for a ride and we're going to talk about serious things. You know, the child is a little reticent because it's not as natural.
Right. And as you said, PK, if you don't have that relationship, all of a sudden now you're dealing with something that's very, very difficult. Okay, son, you know, let's get in the car and we're going to go out and have this hard conversation. We're going to end up at the barbershop. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you really kidding me? You know, you didn't take time with me. We haven't been talking.
Right.
And now you want to get in the car and have a hard conversation and end up at the barbershop. You know, let's regroup here.
Well, that was my question too. Like, you know, is it ever too late? Like, you know, if you decide, okay, I'm really going to, I haven't been the parent I want to be. Now I want to be the parent. And how do I just take baby steps to make that happen, but still be the parent and be able to communicate some of these things I expect?
Well, I don't think it's ever too late because I believe that God says that nothing, or the Word says that nothing's impossible for Him. You know, I think of the song, The Cat's in the Cradle, and of course that's an oldie and maybe a lot of your listeners don't know, but basically the story is the dad never paid any attention, and finally the child is grown up and the dad says, gosh, let's have a relationship. The longer you wait, the more difficult. However, nothing is impossible for God. And it's not a matter of jumping right in with a serious thing. It's a matter of starting out and building that relationship.
Right, and I think probably the first thing you would do in that situation is you would apologize to the son as a parent, and you would say, you know what,
right,
I've messed up, and I didn't have that relationship, and then you take baby steps. It's a small thing, small corrections. And when I was learning how to fly an airplane, flying a jet, as a matter of fact, that was one of the things the instructor told me. Small corrections, John, small corrections. Mm. And the same thing in a parenting situation like that is, you know, you admit that you messed up, and then you start making small corrections.
Does that even begin in that situation, maybe with an apology to your kids?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for a parent to, you know, to admit to their kids that they've made a mistake.
And you're humbling yourself and you're modeling for your child, because believe me, your kids will come across the opportunities when they need to say they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously to have the follow-up conversation, don't just say, I'm sorry, and leave it at that. You have to,
right.
That's a great point. I mean, it's like a kid, you know, a kid says, I'm sorry, and then there's no change of behavior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with an adult in this situation, only it's worse in the sense of to your kids, and you say, well, I made a mistake, and then there's no change of behavior, and you're still not paying attention to the kid. It just compounds the problem.
Right. Our words are one thing, but our actions and decisions give us away. So if you truly are sorry, you've had a change in behavior.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of read about this a little bit, too. It ties into your new book, Kendra, Live Free, Eliminate the If-Onlys and What-Ifs of Life. Is this kind of some of what you're talking about in your new book?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a chapter on forgiveness, and it's a little bit of my life story. I am the adult child of an alcoholic. My dad was a functional alcoholic, when I came to know Christ, I thought the next thing that needed to happen was that God get a hold of Dad, for goodness sakes. After all, he was making more mistakes than any of us. Well, truth of the matter is we're all sinners saved by grace. And in the midst of that, praying fervently for my father's life to change, God whispered in my ear and suggested, as only God can, that perhaps we should work on him changing me, on God changing me. And that was the beginning of an amazing walk with Christ that began almost 41 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's one chapter. Every chapter is a choice. Choose forgiveness, choose joy in the midst of not a joyful situation, but God still empowers us to choose joy. So many of life's choices, choose generosity. They're stories of everyday women who I consider heroes because I have watched them live out godly choices when it wasn't easy.
Well, it's a great example of even the Psalms. How many times David was like, oh, Lord, blah, blah, blah. Life is, despair. I'm despairing. And then he'd always come back to choosing to worship.
Yes. Yeah. One of my good friends, her favorite two words in the Bible are, but God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's powerful. That's powerful. Well, we'll have to talk about your book another time and just really dig into that if you'd be willing to do that. I think it's a great topic.
I would be more than willing. Just how about your people call my people? Wait, yeah. I don't have any people.
Right. Yeah, I don't need
any other line.
We are the people.
You are the people. Be the people.
A song like that. Yes.
Be the parent. Be the people. Yeah, there it is.
I will thoroughly enjoy that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Jenny Kendra, thanks so much. You're always very insightful and appreciate you and posting on the topic. Again, our listeners can go to myfaithradio.com, read the article that they posted on the battle of the haircut, some great insight in dealing with maybe reluctant teens or angry teens even, or blended families, a lot of topics to cover there. Check it out, myfaithradio.com.
And a wonderful, blessed Easter to both of you as you enjoy your time on Sunday with your family too. So thanks so much for joining us and hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Same to you guys.
Thanks so much. 7:56, and coming up a little bit later today on Faith Radio, Neil Stavem today is going to be inviting pastor, speaker, and best-selling author John Ortberg to give us the unpredictable impact of the inescapable Jesus, and it's from his latest book called Who Is This Man? And I love the heart of John Ortberg and how he writes and how he shares. So that's coming up at noon today on Connecting Faith right here on Faith Radio.
That will be great. And then tomorrow we'll be back at 6 a.m. for the Monday, Thursday edition.
6?
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Well, okay, get up early.
Earlier than that, actually, if you can make it in, that would be good. Actually, you're
okay.
Usually here before me, so I better watch it. But yeah, it's
you never know.
Leslie Vernick going to join us again tomorrow, and she has a recent blog titled, Help, I'm Filled with Anger and Resentment. You're entering this Holy Week and this weekend just kind of going, just get the family out of here. I just want to be done with it.
Yeah.
Check it off.
Yeah, there's
it's reality for a lot of people. She'll help us with our anger and resentment issues.
Kind of find some of those reasons why. And then we're going to talk with Stephen Mansfield, and we have a sneak preview of an interview we'll do with him coming up in April. But he's going to join us live tomorrow to talk about his new book called Killing Jesus. And it ties right into, obviously, this Holy Week experience. And he's done some incredible research on that, too. So he's going to shed some light on what happened even in the culture during that time.
That'll be good. Also, in studio, we'll be joined by Miss Wheelchair USA, Tasha Hsu, I believe her name is pronounced. She's paralyzed from the chest down. She was an active, healthy teen and was rehearsing for a play, took one step backward into an open trap door and fell and found herself paralyzed. But she has a strong faith and is now impacting others, goes out speaking to young people all around the country with her message of hope and the hope of Jesus in her journey. We'll look forward to talking with her live in person tomorrow at 7:40.
So have a great day. Go out and give the name of Jesus a good name, the name of being a Christian. Also give that a great name and live strong for him today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.